Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, we're having our monthly update with Panora Chamber of Commerce Vice President Amanda Crane. The Panora Chamber is involved with some events coming up, like the job fair, career fair that's going on next week, if you want to share some info about that.
So in partnership with Carol Iowa Works and the Midwest Partnership of Stewart, there is a career fair being hosted at Panorama High School in the gym. So many of the chamber businesses are setting up booths and using this as a great opportunity to meet our community and find potential job applicants. And we welcome anyone who's seeking a job or wanting to learn more about chamber businesses or our general community businesses to stop out and meet us.
Has the Panora Chamber been involved with this type of career fair in the past, or is it like a first of its kind?
So this career fair has happened, I know, at least last year, and it's not necessarily that the chamber is in control or is setting it up in any way. It's that as members of the business community, we want to promote things like that that are happening and also give an opportunity to our local chamber businesses to recruit good talent from our local talent pool.
How would you say this career fair seeks to improve or better the Panora and surrounding Guthrie County communities as far as the economy goes?
Well, definitely. I think anytime that, you know, we're giving an opportunity to locals to work in local businesses, we're benefiting our community by keeping our dollars in our town. So we want to make sure that everyone who is seeking a job has an opportunity to partner with that business who's looking for their dream candidate. We were successful last year in finding a full-time employee who's still with us this year, you know. So I feel like for the businesses, you know, even if you find that one employee that's going to stick with you, it's worth it to host the booth. They don't charge us to host the booth. It's also a great time to work with the high school kids and teach them about interview skills and how to fill out an application and all that great stuff they're going to need to know to be out on their own someday.
Speaking of fairs or festivals, the next event that the Panora Chamber is involved with is this year's STEM Fest. The last time we spoke, Extension was having a meeting for businesses interested in joining, and now we're about a month out from the STEM Fest. How are things going for that?
I think we've had quite a few businesses who are participating and finding their activity for their booth. For people who don't know, STEM Fest is an opportunity for families and children in the area to come together and learn about different businesses that are related to the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics field. So there's various different ways that our businesses are showing off these skills, little activities that we'll be able to do with the kids in 15-minute intervals. So that's going to be a really fun time for the students to learn about how, you know, science affects the job market when they go into it, and then also get them interested in careers that they may not have known that they had an interest in. So we definitely are happy as chamber businesses to participate with the ISU Extension in helping the kids learn more about the different career choices. And so we welcome families to attend STEM Fest. It is going to be Saturday, March 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. And again, that'll be in the Panora High School gym.
And if local businesses are just finding out about STEM Fest now, is it still possible to get involved and get your own booth there?
It's not too late. You just need to contact the local ISU Extension and they will get you connected with the resources and the people to help you make your booth a reality. It's not an expensive thing. It's not an elaborate thing. It's just finding something that's going to spark a little bit of interest in the children. And the ISU Extension has been fabulous in providing us with just hundreds of ideas of how we can do that.
Coming up later this spring or summer is the annual golf tournament for the Panora Chamber. When will that be happening?
We're so excited. We just got confirmation that the Panora Chamber Challenge Golf Tournament will be on Sunday, May 26th. It will be teams of four, and all the proceeds from the Chamber of Commerce Golf Tournament support Panorama Days.
So this is a golf tournament for anyone in the public who wants to go out and play.
Yep. So it's a co-ed golf tournament. Like I said, teams of four. If you're interested in putting together a team, you'll want to contact Dave, Kristen, or Julie Wyckoff from the Panora Chamber, and they'll definitely be able to help you get signed up.
if, let's say, you are not good at, you don't necessarily want to golf so much, but maybe want to still support Panorama Days and the tournament, what can you do?
So we offer up sponsorship of the holes to our community businesses or individuals who are interested in sponsoring the hole. You get a little sign and it tells that you sponsored it. And you could have somebody who offered up a freebie, or like we've done water treats for people before at our hole when we sponsor it. So,
how does this annual golf tournament help make the Panorama Days a continued success?
So I think that a lot of you guys who grew up in Panora will remember Panorama Days as a kid and remember going to the festival every year and it being something really special. And as a chamber, we want to continue to make sure that the children nowadays are remembering Panorama Days and the adults are having a good time too. So the more money we can fundraise for Panorama Days, the better the event's going to be. And so we definitely encourage you to come out in full force and support any of our Panorama Days fundraising activities.
And then as far as any other going-ons with the Panora Chamber or anything else you want to share as far as Panorama Days planning or anything else going on for March?
Well, we are still looking for a theme for Panorama Days. So if anyone has any ideas for a theme, let one of the chamber members know. It's not that we won't figure out something, but you probably have something that's way cooler than what we're looking at. So give us a call. Let us know if you have any ideas for our theme this year.
What sorts of themes has the event had in the past, like last year, for instance?
So last year was Choose Your Own Adventure. So we had a lot of adventure themes for the parade, our floats and such. So, you know, like I said, we'll come up with something. But we would love to hear from the community if you have any suggestions on what you would like to see for the Panorama Days theme.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Panora Chamber of Commerce Vice President Amanda Crane. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.